Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Straight Talk for the Soul series, your vibrational, multidimensional vitamin for the body, mind, and spirit. I'm Carrie Murphy, your host, creator, and founder of this global broadcast and brilliant community of light. I want to extend a bright and beautiful good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you tuning in from around the world. Welcome home, everybody. This is your sacred space to remember and realize your creative power and potential, to feel uplifted, to feel inspired from the inside out. And we are here to support you with that today. So I really appreciate you being here. I'm going to ask my favorite question. What is the best that could happen today? Well, today my co-creative partner is intuitive channel, high vibrational healer, energetic creation coach and teacher, Tammy Braswell. We're going to talk about releasing the heaviness of your 3D experiences moving into the light, really. So let's just intend to be in the most open, receptive state to receive the information, the messages, the insights, and the clarity that will support all of us best right now. I trust and know that beautiful, bountiful blessings are on their way to you. Just relax and breathe and open and receive. We invite you to subscribe to this show at straighttalkforthesoul.com. You can listen to all of our replays on iTunes or YouTube, and you are welcome to connect with us further in our private Facebook group or on Instagram. Just enter in Straight Talk for the Soul to find us, or Carrie Murphy. My intention with today's adventure and gathering is for love and grace and soulfully soothing energy to flow through my voice and this entire sacred energetic space with grace and ease, welcoming and inviting in the highest divine support and participation throughout our time together. Please write in. Let Tammy and I know how you're doing, how you're feeling throughout the show. Let us know if you have any questions. I'll be checking in, and we'd love to hear from you. So again, we're talking about releasing the heaviness of your 3D experiences with Tammy Braswell. She has been sensitive to energy and the unseen planes of existence since she was a young child. She is highly connected to spirit, higher energies, and the unlimited consciousness of source itself, which she channels as all that is. She understands how energy moves and our role in creating from the vibrational level that we're at. Through her own experiences, she knows the value of having support, because for many years she did not have that support. So now she helps others along a similar path to help them navigate through all the unknowns, the unseen, and the unfamiliar. In this way, they embrace who they really are by stepping into their truth to experience and express their unique gifts, their abilities, and connection in ways that serve them and serve the collective as a whole, just as their soul intended. Her work is her proprietary blend of everything that she studied and channeled and experienced firsthand in her own life, as an intuitive channel, as a high vibrational healer, and as an energetic creation coach and teacher. So today on the show, we are going to focus on some things. We're going to focus on uncovering your unconscious repeating patterns, bring them into the light so we can finally release them. We'll talk about healing those old repeating patterns while still receiving the growth that your soul intended in the process. We're also going to talk about how to stop judging your experiences and allowing yourself to receive the gifts that they offer to you. We'll also talk about allowing in higher levels of consciousness and connection and love and raising your vibrational frequency with ease. And then Tammy is going to lead us through a live healing to release an emotional weight that you have been carrying so that you can finally feel free and lighter without it. So during this group process, you're going to be invited to offer up an emotional experience that you've been carrying with you that has had you feeling stuck or blocked, so that you will feel relief, so you'll feel lighter, brighter, so that you'll feel better. So lots of wonderful things in store for all of you today. At this point, please join me in extending waves and waves of love and light and joy to Tammy as I welcome her to the show. So Tammy, welcome, my dear.
Oh, thank you so much, Carrie.
I'm so happy.
I am too. Your introduction is wonderful, and I'm holding the same intention. So thank you.
Your energy is so sweet, Tammy. I can feel your heart, and so I'm super happy you're here. This is your first time here and with this beautiful community. So, you know, as I mentioned, you're an intuitive channel. Let's talk about when you started channeling, Tammy. Clearly you were always open, but when did this start happening for you?
Well, I believe it happened throughout my life in different forms. Mm-hmm. Automatic writing, just tuning in and becoming a human pendulum kind of. I used to ask yes and no questions and get my head would bob yes and no, and mm-hmm. and the answers seemed pretty accurate. Back in 2011, I saw Esther Hicks, or saw information about Esther Hicks, and I thought, well, if she can channel, then all that I've experienced would allow me to channel, right? Mm-hmm. So I just invited a collective or whatever energy wanted to come and speak through me. And it was a smaller collective than it is now. And it expanded a couple of times for me to be able to hold the energy that I channel now, because my human body had to be able to hold that high of a vibrational energy. So it took a little bit of time over the years to get to a place where I'm connected in a way that I can allow them to come through and speak with others. But they're always offering me information, and it's always being activated, and I can actually feel when information shifts that they're offering, and I know it's not me.
Right.
That's kinda cool.
Yeah, what is so fascinating to me is with channeling, it does shift and change as the individual shifts and changes and evolves. And like you mentioned, you know, you were originally channeling a particular collective, but then that shifted and expanded, really. So now you call, you channel all that is, which is essentially source. So it's not just one mm-hmm. collective. Is that accurate to say?
Yes. Yeah. But my energy had to get prepared for that through the smaller. So there were actually three. It came through first as a group they called Silas, and then it expanded to the collective, and then it became all that is. So that happened over every couple of years. It expanded, and all that is just the highest, I guess, I can get to. So they're the ones that are sticking around.
What did you do vibrationally, Tammy, in your own life that – you know, allowed for this expanded connection? What practices did you put into place that allowed that frequency to rise like that?
The biggest one would be what we're sharing here, is to release those heavier 3D experiences that we didn't fully process. The emotional traumas, the mm-hmm. old patterns, the old beliefs that we took in when we were younger, and that kept showing up, that I've come to know you can't be in two vibrations at the same time. So we have to decide, do we want to be in the lower one or the higher one? And if we want to move into the higher expanded one, then the lower vibrational energy is brought up enough to connect with and seen mm-hmm. so that we can release it and bring it to a form of completion. And the more releasing work and healing work I did around that, it opened my vibration up to be more clear and to mm-hmm. be able to be a channel that could receive to that level.
Right. So do you see that as transmuting the old energy, or is it a matter of shifting focus, or is it a combination of all of that in terms of the old energy, the old beliefs, the old patterns and programming?
Well, it's first bringing it to the surface, uncovering what that is, mm-hmm. and then to allow yourself to feel into it just enough that you can connect with it. In my understanding, our soul intended to have a life experience in each lifetime that it chooses, but to have certain experiences within that. And it wants to be satisfied with the completion and the wholeness of the experience. That's why we keep having repeating patterns.
Right.
Because we didn't complete whatever is satisfying our soul, and we bring those from other lifetimes. We have them in this lifetime. And once we bring them to the surface, and they invite us a lot through our life experiences to recognize that they're there, or through our body when there's discomfort in it, to bring them to the surface and say, okay, is this something I want to continue, or am I ready to release it, to feel into it, and to allow my soul to be satisfied with it, and I don't have to continue to have that certain experience.
Right.
So that's what I've done in my life is, okay, bringing this up. Are we satisfied with it? Are we ready to let it go? And then you find peace in all those experiences, and you no longer have to keep perpetuating them.
Yeah, and you lighten up, literally, figuratively, because you're not, you don't have all that heaviness dragging it around. It was interesting when you were saying satisfied, so it's really going from sabotaging ourselves to feeling satisfied, right? But it's recognizing how we're sabotaging ourselves. And we all do it in different ways, but it's identifying that. So when you help people, I mean, I know you work with people via Zoom, you know, when you work with clients. Okay, so as I mentioned in the bio, Tammy, so you have these proprietary forms of healing or the way that you support people. Let's talk about the primary ones. I want to know the specific way that you've come to realize, you know, how you can help people.
Oh, okay. So when I am working through my own stuff or even with clients and I see that there's a stuck spot that maybe I'm not receiving everything right in that moment, I go and invite in, well, how can I heal this within myself? How can I shift this within myself? Or how can I help whoever I'm working with to shift that? And I've been shown different energy methods to do that. And I'm all about the quickest and easiest way to create shifts because energetically, everything moves faster and we can create changes more quickly in life and we don't have to move so slowly through everything. I always think of kind of a drudging along through stuff. But there is a process to everything because there's the process of first working on it and then allowing it to move through your energy. So that's all part of it. But what I've been shown is what I call polar harmonics, and it focuses on the universal law of polarity. I love the universal laws, and I really focus on several of them. But this one is exciting to me because with the law of polarity, it means that everything exists at the same time, equally as much, and available to us in that space at the same time. So as much scarcity or lack that we may have, there is an equal amount of abundance and possibility available to us as well. But with our conditioning, we generally focus on one side and become polarized to it and don't notice the other side. So through that work with a law of polarity, it allows a shift from going from that lower vibrational experience that we're ready to move out of into the polar opposite, higher expanded experience that opens up the possibility of everything else that's available to us as the divine being we are that's capable of receiving that and experiencing it and creating from it.
That's exciting. It's funny because when we were talking prior to going live today, and I was, you know, bringing up polar harmonics, and I said, gosh, you know, I'm excited to hear about that. I've never heard about it. And you said, well, it's because you channeled it. So it wasn't something that you learned elsewhere, that you went out and got a certification or something on polar harmonics. It was something that you channeled. And I love that you said, you know, you'll just ask, how can I help or heal this? And then you channel through a lot of these modalities, I guess you could call them. So is that the primary one that you use with people, Tammy?
It's one of them, yeah. It's a quick shifting of the energy. And then through the process, I can go in and help release anything else that's remaining with the lower vibrational experience. And when I'm doing the session with people, they always feel into things that I'm experiencing too. So it's really fun at the end to talk about what they felt as the release and the new energy came in and what I also saw with and for them. So I'm very much into, we have to feel into whatever it is that we're shifting It can't just be done to or for us. It has to come through us. So having everybody participate in what they're shifting and experiencing is important. But it's a process that I actually do in a person's energy. So.
Okay. You know, a lot of people, I'm sure, feel like they have a pattern of judging themselves, judging their experiences, mm-hmm. you know, judging their stagnation, you know. That's a big thing for people. So, I mean, do you have ways or suggestions for people so that they can not do that as much, so lighten up on themselves a little bit? What do you do with people? I mean, because that's, I know that everyone does that, and we're mm-hmm. so hard on ourselves.
Well, like I was mentioning, our soul intended to have certain experiences, and through our soul's view, they're just experiences. They're not good or bad. They're just meant to be something that it wanted in this expansion. And through this human experience where we have a physical body and all of our senses, we feel everything differently than when we're in an energy form. And we, through our human understanding and what the world tells us, looks at things as good or bad, and we did something right and we did something wrong. And there's nothing that's really ever bad or wrong. It's just a vibrational frequency. There's lower vibrations and there's higher vibrations. Mm-hmm. And so when we can step into, okay, you know, instead of judging myself for whatever the experience was, as to what can I receive from the experience? What my soul intended to have this experience, so what did it want to receive from it? What can I take away? And every person who goes out and shares something to help others had an experience that was uncomfortable, that wasn't necessarily the most pleasant experience, mm-hmm. but it helped them to grow and expand within themselves to be able to come out and say, hey, if you're experiencing this too, this is what you can do. You're not alone. I think that's the biggest thing. Growing up when I was little, having all these experiences, I knew other people weren't having them. I thought they were interesting and they were normal to me, but I knew from conversations that other people were not discussing those. And so I felt alone mm-hmm. because I had no one to talk to. And right. sometimes throughout life, I haven't wanted to be here because it feels very lonely. Even though I have all the energetic beings and can channel and do all that, mm-hmm. it's different than having the physical space yes. of people around me that I can connect with. So through all of our experiences, even when we deem them not so good, unpleasant, they give us the opportunity to connect with others and to share those experiences. We feel mm-hmm. almost bonded when we talk to people who've gone through something that we have.
Absolutely.
So
yes.
To
so feel supported.
Them is a bad thing.
Yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm. And understood. Mm-hmm. And as you said that, Tammy, about growing up like that, I felt that way too. And I mean, I spent so much time outside in nature just because that's where I felt mm-hmm. at home, you know, the animals and the stars. And, you know, thankfully I grew up, we were on 10 acres of land. So I was outside all the time because I'm like, no one understands like what I'm mm-hmm. seeing or feeling or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so it can be very isolating for energetically sensitive people growing up. And then we grow up and, you know, as adults, you know, it's so amazing to do a show like this and connect with you and all these other beautiful beings who are also sensitive and empathic. And we all feel like, oh yes, we understand each other. It's like having a tribe, you know, mm-hmm. You know, even when we do this show, it's like we're all in different parts of the planet, but yet we can come mm-hmm. together and feel connected and not isolated and feel supported. And you said that, and I read that at the beginning in your bio, how you didn't feel that support, you know, and was that even in your adult life?
Well, when I was younger, this wasn't something that was highly talked about.
Right.
As it is now. So it wasn't something that you went out and just went to people and said, I experienced spirits and most of my memory, one of my strongest childhood memories existed in another plane or dimension, because it did not happen in this one, but it's one of my most prominent childhood memories. Mm-hmm. And you can go out and talk to anybody. And as I got older and people got more interested in this, there was more communication. Mostly, well, first, when I was about 13, my mom and I had an experience with her deceased brother, which brought us closer and opened the space that I could now talk to her, so I didn't feel so alone.
Okay.
But when I got older, it seemed that people were just, they were fascinated by the experiences. They weren't having them, but I had a few friends who were like, tell me about that one, and tell me about this one, and what else have you had? Mm-hmm. And so it was fun sharing it in that way, but they couldn't relate to me. They couldn't talk to me about it. And as I got older, I just went through a lot myself. The journey was challenging at times. Mm-hmm. And I believe my soul wanted that so that I would know that extreme experience, I suppose, so I could assist others along their journey. But
exactly.
Eventually, you know, it got out there more, and I started to see what others were experiencing and had confirmation. I go, oh, now I see why I experienced that, or, oh, somebody else was experiencing that. Mm-hmm. When I was 17, my grandfather, my mom's father, who I was spent every summer with my grandparents growing up, and I was close to them, he died on my 17th birthday. And my birthday's in December, so a couple weeks later was winter break from my junior year of high school. And I went through this, now I understand it was some kind of up-leveling cleansing. Mm-hmm. At the time, everybody thought I had an eating disorder because I just stopped eating. So for 2 weeks, I didn't eat, and I slept 3 hours a day. And now, seeing what others have experienced, that was, I think it was an energetic reboot. And mm-hmm. after that, I saw spirits more. I experienced, that's when I opened up to everything to a higher level. So,
yeah.
But I didn't know what was happening, and nobody else did. They just thought I had stopped eating because I was a teenage girl.
Right. Now, I appreciate you sharing that, because all of us have these unique experiences, you know, as, and so when we share some of these, everyone can feel like, oh, yes, mm-hmm. you know, we all have them. So now, in your work now, I mean, do you see, you know, spirits and other dimensions and all of that, or what goes on in your work now?
I call it energetic coaching and healing. So it's helping people shift their mindset and move into the higher vibrational energies, and helping them to see what the old patterns are so that they can be healed and released, and they can be living more from that place of who they really are as a divine being having a human experience. I didn't understand that for years in that way, and so my perspective has shifted a lot because I channel and I receive. Again, I'll just ask, well, why do we experience this, or why do we experience that? And I get the information, like, you know, why do we experience guilt? Why do we have to have permission from other people? Why does this happen? And then I receive the higher perspective of it. So it's still working with that, the law of polarity, because here's what I've been believing, here's what I've been seeing and experiencing, or what the person I'm working with has been, what can we shift that into as a higher experience? And when you go into the old stuff and start clearing it out, there are things that you didn't even remember were there that are influencing your experiences now, mostly around family. And so in regards to spirits, because I channel all that is, that's to me the highest vibration that I can get to. I like that high vibrational connection. But when I'm working with people, especially their parents, if they've passed on, will come in and want to have conversations to sort some of that old stuff out. So I don't actually see them as people. I see them in my mind's eye, and I feel them. I'm a big feeling person. So I feel what their body feels like, what, you know, how their stance is, what their mannerisms are, and then hear them speak. And it always shocks me when people are like, yes, that's exactly it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you're a medium
it's
as well.
It's just a question. Yes. Well, okay. I figure I'm just everything in between.
Yes.
And all that is. Yeah. And it always surprised me. I love this work because every day of my life, whether I'm working with somebody else or not, is different. And things show up in the morning that I didn't have any idea would ever be in my space at all. And I pay attention to all of it. And it's so amazing. And then when I work with people, I always wonder, well, what's going to show up next? And I used to censor it, or I used to be worried that something wouldn't show up, and it's never failed me. It's always shown up. It's always been amazing. And people just laugh that I work with or I'm close to when I say, oh, this is going to happen, or somebody's going to tell you this, and it happens. Mm-hmm. It's always just fun.
Yeah.
This is the most fun.
It's an adventure. Adventure. So when you're working with someone, I guess if it's in their best interest, if they're having some kind of block or some kind of something that's preventing them from moving forward in some way, if it happens to be a clearing of some kind that's necessary with you know, a loved one that's passed on, that can mm-hmm. come through, is what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Or if it's whatever it happens to be. So are you able to identify energetically, like say if there are a lot of people who've written in, you know, are you able to kind of scan mm-hmm. people for some of these limitations or is that part of your, is that in your wheelhouse or I'm just wondering.
When I'm really connected with someone, I can. When I work with somebody, they become part of my energy field for the period that we work together. So then I'm really tuned in. I mean, I can get information from the Akashic records that's necessary from other lifetimes that will help. I mean, it's like there's like no limit to anything, and that's how I view life
when I start channeling.
I just said, what do I need to know? Where do I need to get the information from? And so what I really do is just open up to what they bring. So it's important that they recognize what it is that they want to shift. And then from there, we play with that, and whatever needs to come through, whatever process, whatever method, whatever other person needs, you know, the spirit or whatever needs to come through for them is what shows up. And I know that every time that I go into working with somebody, okay, you bring forth what it is that you want to shift and create differently in your life, and it'll what we need will show up from all the things that I have access to. Mm-hmm. To help you do that. And
limitless
so that's why
it's always
different. Yeah. It's like an open whatever. It's like one of those giant Felix the Cat. Do you remember the cartoon? He could pull anything out of his bag. Yeah. It's like, okay, what do we need? Come out of the bag. There you go.
Lots of tools in your tool belt, Tammy. Infinite supply. I love that. I'm going to take a couple of these questions. There's a lot of people written in, and some of these I feel that you could really address and help some people with. So Sue from Farmington said, I've always been sensitive to others' energy since I was a child. However, I do have trouble blocking it and not allowing it to invade my space, especially if I'm in large groups of people, like a funeral or something like that. She said, do you have any suggestions, please? Many blessings.
Oh, well, thank you for the question. And I was actually thinking of this before we get on the call. I was running things through my mind of what could be talked about, and that's perfect that she shared that. Being highly empathic myself, I took on world events like 9/11. That morning of 9/11, I couldn't handle what was happening, and I didn't realize it was that world event. I thought, well, how can this possibly be within me to even figure out what to do with it? And what I've come to know is that when we can embrace that we are an open channel, that we do receive that, again, it's going into that polar experience of there's two sides to the whole. So as much as we want to feel into all the wonderfulness, we have to be open to feeling into the, I'll say, the more unpleasant type energy too. Not that we have to feel it, but to be open equally to both sides. And when we're blocking that side, we're also blocking the other side. because that's how energy flows. And when we start to really release our levels of and heal our space of the energy that we're in tune with, so if we feel a lot of people's anger or upset, that means that that energy is within us that's connecting to that within them. So it's actually offering us an opportunity to heal something within ourselves. And as our vibration raises, we pick it up in a different, it's a lighter feeling. So we pick it up in a different way. And at this point, at this point, it's different for me. I used to not be able to go into spaces because I would feel everybody's stuff. And it was mostly the lower vibrational insecurities, upsets, and everything like that. And I don't feel it anymore because I've embraced all of it. And I've raised myself to a place where that's not the vibration I'm at anymore. So I don't pick it up the same way. It just kind of, it's at the peripheral edge that I know is out there, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an opportunity to heal aspects of yourself, to change your vibration so you won't pick up their vibration, and then to be open to embracing everything that can move through you.
Absolutely. I love that. And it's so true. I mean, as our vibration consistently rises when we go out in big groups, I'm very empathic myself, and I struggled with that when I was younger. Now, it doesn't bother me as much, although I still can't sit in the middle of a room in a restaurant. I need to be in the corner or, I have to be facing out, not my back to anything. I'm still kind of weird about that, but I tend to just encounter more just joyful people and, not the other. But thank you for sharing that, Tammy. Yeah. Okay, another question is from Eve from Lincoln City. She said, what is the best method to release 3D dense energies of attachments? She said, how do I determine what form this density manifests, like others' thought forms or entities? She said, I've worked on this for 20-plus years without much luck. Sometimes I just can't figure out where the energy is coming from or what it is.
Well,
so that was
I've
a lot.
Mentioned, thank you for the question. As I've mentioned on here, it's asking. We forget to ask. What is this? Play with it. What's coming up? Where is this coming from? Like asking out to the universe, whoever you connect with, guides, spirits, whatever level that you receive your guidance from. Okay, what is this? This is explain from your point of view what it is that's coming up, and inquire what is this? How can I shift this? Where is it located? Where in my energy field? Where in my body? And just relax And you'll get messages. You'll be surprised. Oh, it's in this area. Oh, it's connected this way. Oh, I can release it like this. So it's going to be very individual to you, but you can ask the questions or, inquire. Like inquiring minds want to know, how do I do this? What do I do? And you'd be surprised at the responses you get. I think we forget that we can ask even for the smallest thing. And receive an answer. So I throw everything out there, like, what is this? And then it comes back. Okay, got the answer.
So where is this energy coming from, or what is it? Just kind of get into a meditative state and connect with your highest team of light or source, God, whatever, you're comfortable with, and just ask and trust what you receive. But also don't judge it. Because who knows, what what it is.
Don't censor it. Yeah. Don't let it just come however it comes, and then play with it. And even if you don't understand it, go, okay. I'm a big journaler, so write it down so you can refer back to it and remember it, and then let it simmer and let it see what else it brings up for you. Maybe in that very moment you might not get the exact answer that you're looking for, but it's now brought into your awareness. And when we become aware of things, then we can do something with them. That's very powerful once we understand, like, what the heavy emotion is or that experience or what the question is or what's being offered as an answer. We have it now in our awareness to look at it and go, okay, what am I going to do with this? And ask more questions around it.
Mm-hmm. So if you were to work with someone like Eve, who is wanting to release these dense energetic attachments because she's not sure where they're coming from. Mm-hmm. You know, it sounds like it could be other thought forms. It could be entities. She's not sure. So if you mm-hmm. were working with her to create a quick shift, would that be something that you would be able to do in a session?
Yes, go into her energy and again, have her share the experience with me so she's participating and understanding and bringing as much as she can up to connect with it. And then I would feel into where is it coming from, to see the attachment, to see whatever the source of it is, where it's coming from. And then the process, and it might be a totally new one. Sometimes things just pop up I've never done before, and we're like, oh, okay, well, we're going to use this, and that's what shifts it.
New modality created right here.
Yeah. Things show up, I'm like, this is how I normally do it, and then next thing you know, no, that's not the way to do it. Okay, we're not doing it that way. We're going to try this. And we're like, wow, that was interesting. Now I have a new one.
You're in the flow, Tammy, right? In the flow. So, okay. Well, thank you for that. And Eve, I hope that was helpful for you and at least a good place to start. And clearly, if you'd like to work privately with Tammy, that's part of her special offer, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But let's see. Angela, she said, I've been having strange dreams lately about my childhood home. I feel like they're from a negative place, though. So how can we handle something like that since we're in a dream state?
That's an interesting question.
Yes, it is.
It must be the time right now, because I've been having a lot of dreams, too, lately that have been on the lower vibrational aspect side that I'm like, okay, that's interesting. Well, it's your childhood home. That's a base for you. That's something that holds a certain kind of energy, whether it's wonderful memories or it's not so wonderful memories. So I would start to explore what the dream's sharing with you. So if you can remember your dreams, not necessarily alter them while you're in them. And sometimes I go into the lucid dreaming. I don't know how you do that exactly. So, but you go in and journal if you have to wake up shortly after the dream and do it in a recording. I do it on my phone in a recording or journal it so that you can look at it again. And just as I mentioned for Eve was to ask the questions. What is this sharing with me? What is this showing me? What do I want to receive from this? So, and we can look at life and everything about it as a message to us. Mm-hmm. Like, what is the message that's coming through? So start asking, what is the message? Or right. Even before you go to sleep, set the intention of, when I dream tonight, I'm going to receive a clear message of whatever it is, and pay attention to everything that's happening and feel into what is that message. Mm-hmm. And it's most likely something for you to heal. Something that's coming to the surface.
Absolutely.
And the easiest way for you to receive the message is through a dream.
Yes.
Messages come through the form that we can receive them.
The path of least resistance, yes. And there's always symbolism. I find if I have an uncomfortable kind of dream, it's not really about that specific thing. It's a theme. It's symbolizing a theme of something that I've been thinking about. Whether it's insecurity of some kind in some area of my life, and then it's played out in dream form, just so I can further highlight whatever that pattern is that's bringing about that resistance or that kind of discomfort or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dreams are beautiful because they're so symbolic. I mean, they represent what we've been focusing on, and they're a gift, you know, for healing, as you said. So, okay,
and there's a lot
so
of
Angela.
Healing going on right now.
Yes.
In the vibrational energy, a lot of stuff is being, the heavier stuff is being stirred up. So it's coming through in all sorts of forms so that we can really bring it to the surface and go, okay, I can heal this now.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, just as you said that, Alex from Los Angeles wrote in saying, lately I have a lot of heavy energy coming up that I can't name or place. And said, can I clear it without coming into full consciousness about the specific origins?
Yes. And what I found with clearing anything is you just have to touch it. I call it like riding the edge of it enough that you connect with it to be able to identify it on some level, have your soul be satisfied with that experience, and then to release it and heal that space. You don't always have to get in like all the mucky stuff of the experience. You just have to feel into it enough that you can connect with it and then do the healing, whatever healing work works for you.
Exactly. Yes. And we're going to do the group process in a few minutes, Tammy, that's going to help people with releasing something. And I think that's going to be helpful for a lot of people because as I glance into a lot of these questions and everything, this group process is going to help a lot of people with some of these repeated patterns. And I think that's really what we're going to focus on, right? Selecting or identifying one repetitive pattern. Is that what you're going to ask people to do?
Well, I see it as whatever comes to mind that you would love to give away. I mean, I've met people and they go, I just wish I could let go of this situation with this person, and if I could just give it away, that's the thing I want you to bring to mind. So it might be an experience you had with a certain person or a type of experience that you continuously have, some pattern that you're having, like you mentioned. So it can be a pattern or it can just be a specific situation with someone, which would ultimately be a pattern in itself because of the reason it comes up is because we have other stuff that's similar to it. So it could just be that one situation. Mm-hmm. It's helpful if you could be a little more focused and clear on what that one thing is as opposed to too broad. You see more results when you get more specific. The more broad you are, the more subtle it is. But if you can, like, there is somebody that's driving you crazy and you wish you could just let that whole space go. Usually what people tell me who've experienced this, they're like, I gave you something that I've been carrying around for years that was with this person that didn't feel good. And usually it's with a person. If we have an experience, there's generally another person involved in it. Or it can just be a type of experience. But bring it to mind. Like, if I could just give this away, never have to have it again, never have to deal with it again, there you go.
So it's releasing an emotional weight, anything that has been weighing you down, because our intention is for you to feel lighter, brighter, freer, happier at the end of this process. Mm-hmm. What about if someone wants to release physical pain of some kind, or is that something that people can do too, or do you suggest an emotional weight?
Well, I believe everything that's physical is an indicator of an emotion that we're carrying. So it's all emotionally based. That's why
that's the root.
A lot of medications and different illnesses can't be diagnosed or the reason for them can't be figured out is because it's emotional. And that's Western medicine doesn't go into the emotion of things. It goes into the symptoms of things. So when you can find the emotion, you can heal and release that emotion. The physical experience of it has to go away because that was just a message to let you know this is the emotional core issue.
Yes.
So, yeah, if you release something emotional, your physical body has to shift. Yeah.
Well, yay. Let's do it. Yeah, are you open to going ahead and starting with this process? Okay, it feels like a good time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So I'd like to invite everyone to bring to mind emotional weight, something that weighs heavy on you, that you could have been carrying for a long time. It could be more recent. It could go as far back as childhood. I do know that
what, the farther we go back, it's more of an originating energy, and it will help to clear other things moving forward from there. So just bring something to mind, and you're going to imagine that you actually give it to me. So let's begin with a few deep breaths to just open us up and become more receptive and to release the heaviness that we're feeling. And I invite you to close your eyes so that you go inward and you're not paying attention to what's going on around you, that you're focusing on what's going on inside. So go ahead and close your eyes and let's take a few deep breaths. So inhale through your nose, feeling your heart area opening up and becoming receptive. And exhale out through your mouth, anything that's feeling heavy. And inhale through your nose. And exhale out through your mouth. And one more inhale. And exhale. So with that emotion, the heavy experience in mind, I'd like you to place your hands up in front of you, palm facing out. So this is really going to be coming out of the palm of your hands and to me. And I want you to now imagine this focal point that you have, this thing, this emotional weight, and every piece of it from everywhere within your energy field and your physical body is coming up to come out your hands. So we're going to bring it all up. Just imagine it coming to like a center point in your body, in your stomach area for now. And you're just going to bring all of that, invite all of it from every place it could be. So we want to get every little particle of it. And just feel that coming up and forming a little mass. And then as that mass moves through into your arms, so just imagine it coming up through your body and into your arms. And then it's going to come out the palms of your hands. So I want you to imagine you're blasting this energy out. And I'm going to receive it. And when I feel that all of the energy everybody's sending out is complete, I'll let you know. And then I'm going to send loving energy back to you, divine unconditional love that's going to fill all the spaces that that energy was in. And once I do that, I'll explain a little more about what you can do with that new energy. So go ahead and send that energy of the heavy emotional weight that you have out your hands. Give it your all. Blast it out. And I'll let you know when I received it all. And know that what you're sending out is no longer yours. You're giving it to me, and that by doing so, it's already begun to transmute, so you could never have it back in the same form anyway. It will always be at a higher vibrational energy from now on. So just keep sending that out. I still feel some more, so keep it coming. Make sure you're bringing it all out of every place, down at the bottom of your tips of your toes, all the way up to your head, all of your energy fields, just letting go of all of it, all the energy associated with that. Okay, so I've received it all, and it's now been transmuted, and it's being transmuted even more, so it's no longer yours. Now I want you to take a deep breath in and be ready to open to receiving this new divine unconditional loving energy that I'm sending to you that's going to come back through your hands, travel down your arms, and then fill your body and fill your energy field. Now, when I do energy work, it's strong for at least 3 days and up to 7 days. So within these first 3 days is an opportunity for you, whether you're listening live now or to the replay, 3 days after listening, you have to insert new energy. Now, you can just receive this love that I'm sending to you. That's doing healing work, raising your vibration, shifting cellular memory, DNA, all that wonderful experiences that high vibrational energy does for you. But you get to reprogram that space. So what I invite you to do is to not go back into what you released, but you could bring enough thought that you create the opposite, the polar opposite of what that is and insert that. But you want to keep it to a vibrational experience of what you want to experience and not include any negation or don't wants or nothing that you wouldn't want to experience. So you fill it in with, I want to experience more joy, more peace, more whatever the old experience was, the opposite of that, what specifically for you. This is an opportunity to reprogram that energy to whatever you want to have it be now. Or, again, you can just let it be filled with the love that I'm sharing with you, and that's okay too. But you get the opportunity to create another shift within yourself, for yourself, with this healing. So it feels like everyone's filled with the divine unconditional loving energy that they need to fill this space that all of you, what you offered came from. And go ahead and take a deep breath in and out and allow yourself to just be in that experience, and you can open your eyes. And it's complete.
Thank you, Tammy. That was beautiful. I want to hear how some of you are feeling. I'd love for you to write in and let us know what you experienced during that. And I love that you said, you know, really consciously, deliberately insert the polar opposite of that heavy emotion. So whether it's strength or clarity or confidence or vitality, the list is endless. But or just sit with that unconditional love that you so kindly offered, generously offered to me. So you could feel a lot of that energy coming from.
That was coming towards. Oh, yeah.
I
wait till I don't feel the heaviness of it anymore. Yeah. And it was pretty, there was some intensity. So there was some old stuff that people were carrying for a while that they were sending out. Yeah.
Right.
That's a good thing. Yeah.
It is a good thing because sometimes you don't recognize until you go there what you need to release, what you're finally ready to let go of. And, you know, at first I kind of identified like one thing, and then I was like, oh, there's more. I didn't know that. Oh, there's more. So I really appreciate that process, Tammy. And would love to hear from some of you. And now I want to talk about, I'll read a few things that have come in just now. Gloria said, buzzing with gratitude, Tammy, many thanks and love back to you. Lynn said, deeply inspiring. My heart is so grateful. Continue to let us know what's going on with all of you. And Tammy, we've talked quite a bit about, you know, your unique style and approach and working with people privately. You're pretty much going to bring in whatever tool is necessary for the person. So one of the options here in your packages is a private session, but offer A, well, both of these offers, for those of you who are new to the show, can be found at straighttalkforthesoul.com in our marketplace. You will see Tammy's beautiful smiling face. Click on that. And Tammy, offer A is called High Frequency Expansion and Elevation Activations. describe what is in here. These are the polar harmonic activations, right?
Yes, yes. Well, the main part of the package is the there's 9 activations using my polar harmonics method of polarity shifting of the energy, switching from the lower vibrational experience to a higher expanded polar opposite experience. And what I found is we have some general type areas of energy that we all can shift. So I've created these 9 to take you from your birth energy, any lower vibrational experiences around that, to then move up through the layers of healing that allow you to then move into higher vibrational frequencies more easily. So we have resetting your birth energy. We're going to then move into loving yourself for being enough, because a lot of us have old patterns around not feeling that we're enough. Connecting with your value and worthiness. Move into opening you up to receiving love. We all love to be loved, but through our conditioning and our old patterns of pain and being hurt and abandoned and all of that, we have a challenging time opening up to actually receiving love. So this activation helps you to be open to receiving love now. We also move into balancing the human and spiritual sides of your being. I have discovered and intuited how important it is that as much as we, once we awaken, we want to step back into our spiritualness, beingness. We also embrace and love our humanness, because that's our soul wanted to come here and have that. So we find balance between the two, and it opens up both more, and we can embrace and love and experience both in ways that we haven't been. And then once we go through that, we open you to, we open your heart to love. So that's a new level, layer of love that you can access. So a lot of us have walls up around our heart. Remembering your divine self connection, being receptive to higher levels of consciousness, and then being able to access higher vibrational frequencies with ease. So as you go through each activation, it opens up a new layer and level for you. And I include with that my polar harmonics guide, which explains what polar harmonics is, how it came to be, and how to best move through each of the activations for the most benefit. And for you to be able to integrate that into your energy. Mm-hmm. And then from there, I include another activation called Awakening the Core Essence, which actually I downloaded from Mary Magdalene back in 2012. And I did a few little activations with it, mine, a few other people. It didn't feel quite right. So when I found out I was going to be a guest on here, I asked, what can I offer that is something that is special and, mm-hmm. and newly shared? I mean, my polar harmonics is new, but it's a little, I've been using it for a while. So this one was more new to me. To share the activation of Awakening the Core Essence, which is the core essence point is between your solar plexus and your heart at the base of your sternum. And what I've been shown with that is it opens you up to being able to receive more information from your soul into your human experience. So accessing your gifts, talents, knowledge, and knowing from your soul itself, kind of like a doorway. So that activation opens that up. But then I was shown an exercise to actually take you on a journey to your soul itself, to the vastness of your soul, because it's way bigger than what's in this physical form, where you can actually converse with your soul and ask it, what did it intend for this lifetime? Have you completed things that it's wanted? Does it feel full in certain experiences? I found a whole new level of understanding my human experience in this lifetime and even others, what my soul is interested in still experiencing, what it's complete with, and mm-hmm. and that's all been brought forth as something that I'm sharing here as a new experience. And then from that, I have the divine enfolding technique, which is another intuited proprietary technique that allows you to connect with the oneness of divine unconditional love and really move into a space of that connection with source, then the connection with yourself and loving yourself in a way that to me is simpler than a lot of other forms and ways that we've been working, or at least I work to find that love for myself. This really is a way that's easier, that's simpler, that moves you into it with more ease. And then sharing that love out into those you love, out into those maybe that are a little more challenging to love, out into the world, and helping to bring a heightened place of love to everything. So it's just this beautiful feeling of being in love with everything, yourself, source, everything in the world. And so these are all techniques and energy methods that I asked for, and they showed up.
And we're grateful for that. And just to highlight, those are audios. So those that particular the Divine Unfolding is two audios. The new one that you created, Awakening the Core Essence, with Mary Magdalene, that was three audios. And then you have the first nine for the Polar Harmonics. So there's all of that in Offer A, plus a three-day bonus offer. So in the next 3 days, if you get this particular package, you will also get Expanding Your Consciousness, Journeying Beyond the Limits of the Physical, which is another two audios. So for those of you who are feeling inspired, you will also get that if you order in the next 3 days. So that is a beautiful offering, Tammy. Thank you for preparing that and creating the new the new activation and journey. And then, of course, all of that is included in Offer B, in addition to a private session with you, which is a private one-on-one Polar Harmonics session. It's an hour long, and basically you're just going to do whatever is needed for the individual and what they're going through personally, right?
Yeah, well, we're going to focus on the Polar Harmonics yes. method in that, of bringing something very specific to them and shifting it from the lower vibrational experience into the expanded polar opposite higher experience. And then, of course, there's coaching and whatever else, yeah, like you said, comes up. Sometimes it even takes a minute to really tune into what it is that you want to experience and shift differently, because it's, you know, we bring things to mind, but then you start to feel into it and it's like, no, that's not quite it. And then something else presents itself. I always know when we go into these spaces that the perfect thing will show up, and it'll show up at the perfect time. So yeah. And with all the audios, there's two or three of them, because there's always an instructional one that helps you to understand what the process is and why it is. And then I always do the exercise and activation in a separate one. So once you listen to the information, you can just always go to just the exercise itself, which makes it easier. And it also comes with a guide that helps you to understand what order to go through all the audios, and for the most benefit and the best integration.
Beautiful. Tammy, thank you for that. I want to read some of the messages that have come in since I was last here, since the process. Okay, so Buzzing with Gratitude. Let's see, Debbie from Maryland said, thank you, Tammy. as soon as you said that we could give this to you in the very beginning, I started to cry. I felt so welcoming that you accept any or all of what I wanted to release. I kept saying thank you to you and have so much gratitude for this. So thank you, blessings to you both. Thank you, Debbie. And Paige in New York said, thank you, Tammy. I definitely feel lighter. Darko from Croatia said, beautiful, thank you. Jacqueline said, thank you so much. Experienced tears and shaking, feeling much lighter, beautiful, clearer. Thank you, and beautiful blessings to you. Sherry said, this is a very beautiful practice. I felt a peace come over me and light came to my heart. I'm very grateful to be here today. Thank you both so much. And thank you, Sherry. And then Sonia from Basel said, dearest, thank you. She said, if there is still more that I need to release, can I still use this process? She said, as I see it now, it's like a cycle that started, but can I release more and take more good in? What do you say to that?
Well, to me, all obviously all these are audios that I'm sharing, so the recordings hold the vibration and the energy as well. So if you want to continue to use it, you can they'll continue to release. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it does come up in layers. That's the whole, we release one and then another one goes, oh, okay, now I can come out.
Right. Me. I'm still here. Right.
Once we open the door, it's like a big invitation.
Exactly.
We open the door and now we're all coming out.
I know.
We just have to do it in layers. Yeah.
Yeah, let me out. Like I told you, I didn't expect some of the things. I'm like, oh, okay, that one's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I'm like, just let it all out. And then Maria.
But it comes out in layers and levels too, so
absolutely,
that we aren't overwhelmed. We have to integrate this into our system. So it's a process.
Yeah, absolutely. And then just Maria just wrote in from Los Angeles saying, hi, appreciating and feeling a lot of peace. So thank you, Maria.
Awesome.
Yeah, so a lot of people felt relief. Tammy, I've been, you know, really emphasizing this element of relief and feeling relief here in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you really, really helped all of us feel lighter. And that's always my intention. So I so appreciate you, Tammy, for being here. And you were absolutely beautiful. And is there anything else you want to share with this beautiful listening audience before we say goodbye for today?
Well, I want to thank you for this, for the opportunity and for the ability to be in this space with you and everyone and everyone who showed up and will show up continuing listening and receiving this. I really appreciate, feel honored to be in this space and to have shared this with you. And I thank everyone for being here and being open to receiving what I've shared and being part of this energy and sharing it with me. So thank you, everyone.
I appreciate you. And I feel this entire community appreciating you, Tammy, for everything. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And to everybody who's joined us, thank you for the gift of your time, your openness, your love, and your presence today in this sacred circle. We appreciate you so much and hope you received the relief, the insights, the new awarenesses, just the messages, and the unconditional love that can fill all those spaces in you that are now clear. So, and again, if you feel in resonance with everything you've heard here today, we encourage you to take advantage of these beautiful special offers that Tammy has created for this community, specifically for this community. So, yeah, that's it, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us on yet another soulful adventure today. I am sending waves and waves of love, light, and appreciation from my heart to yours. May you feel it, receive it, and offer it to those you encounter today or tonight, wherever you happen to be in the world. And as always, until next time, please give yourself full permission to shine instead of shrink, express instead of suppress, and own that amazing, powerful glow of yours. I'll see you back here in this playground of light tomorrow. Bye, everybody.